With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says Iran is in big trouble as economic protests spread throughout the country.
It looks to me that the people are taking over certain cities that nobody thought were really possible just a few weeks ago. We're watching the situation very carefully.
And he warns Iran's government not to harm or kill Iranian citizens who are protesting economic conditions.
I've made the statement very strongly that if they start killing people like they have in the past, we will get involved. We'll be hitting them very hard where it hurts. And that doesn't mean boots on the ground, but it means hitting them very, very hard where it hurts. So we don't want that to happen.
Some 65 people have already been killed in the protests. U.S. flu infections showed signs of a slight decline last week, but health officials say it's not clear whether this severe flu season has peaked. Dr. Andrew Wallach, New York City Health and Hospitals Ambulatory Care Chief Medical Officer, says this has been a rough flu season.
On a national level, we really are seeing unprecedented numbers of cases as well as hospitalizations from flu, and it's not surprising. The majority of flu this season that's circulating is influenza A. And within influenza A, there's something called subclade K, which is a variant that tends to be more contagious. It spreads more rapidly, more readily.
He urges people to get their flu shots. President Trump is calling on oil executives to rush to invest in Venezuela as the White House looks to quickly secure $100 billion in private funding to revive the country's ability to fully tap into its expansive reserves of petroleum. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 237 points, the Nasdaq rose 191. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Washington state.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Yakima Union Gospel Mission does not have to hire non-Christians. The mission is a homeless shelter which serves all needy people, but only hires believers to staff its facilities. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represented the mission, says, quote, religious organizations shouldn't be punished for exercising their constitutionally protected freedom to hire employees who live out their shared religious beliefs. Michael Harrington reporting.
At the Church of the Epiphany in New York's Upper East Side, a new handcrafted organ is emblematic of the final phase of a multi-year $70 million effort to relocate and rebuild the Episcopal congregation. To Pastor Matthew Dayton Welch, the organ represents more than a commitment to quality music. He says so many churches make difficult decisions because they're shrinking. That wasn't the case here. This is SRN News. Russia says it's fired a new type of intermediate-range ballistic missile against Ukraine. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on the story.
Ukrainian officials say four people were killed and over 20 wounded in the capital overnight. Russia hasn't said whether Oreshniks hit there, but Russian media and military bloggers say it targeted a huge underground natural gas storage facility in Ukraine's western Lviv region. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia attacked Ukraine with over 240 drones and a combination of 36 missiles. It said one medium-range ballistic missile was used, but did not specify that this was definitely an Oreshnik. It adds this missile was launched from a test site in Russia's Astrakhan region, believed to be the site of the Oreshnik missile launcher. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.